Today, the church celebrates Tuesday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we approach the end of the liturgical year, the readings focus on the darker side of human experience, such as destruction, loss, conflict, and deception. It seems like the liturgy is in harmony with these dark days of the end of November. This coming weekend, we will start a new liturgical year by celebrating the first Sunday of Advent. Even though the days will remain dark, the liturgical readings will take on a much brighter tone as they invite us to look forward to the coming of the light. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus talks about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and other dark events. No one looking at the temple in Jerusalem in Jesus' day could imagine its destruction. After all, it had taken almost 50 years to build and was still unfinished in Jesus' day. But even the strongest and finest buildings last only so long. Today's Gospel warns us not to become attached to things that do not last. Instead, we should connect ourselves to the one who says of himself in Matthew's Gospel that something greater than the temple is here. When everything else fails, disappears, and turns to dust, he endures. And through our relationship with him, we endure.